Esta es la lección 22 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen to this conversation.
Acaban de presentar el señor
Johnson
a la señora Martínez.
Listen.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Martinez. Is your husband here in New York, too?
Yes, he is. And the children are with us, too.
How many children do you have?
Three. We have three children, one boy and two girls.
Is that your boy over there?
Yes, that's my boy.
He's very big. Are your girls big, too?
No, the girls are little.
Where are they now?
They're at the hotel with my husband.
Listen again.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Martinez. Is your husband here in New York, too?
Yes, he is. And the children are with us, too.
How many children do you have?
Three. We have three children, one boy and two girls.
Is that your boy over there?
Yes, that's my boy.
He's very big. Are your girls big, too?
No, the girls are little.
Where are they now?
They're at the hotel with my husband.
De ahora en adelante, usted va a oír con más frecuencia las instrucciones en inglés, tales como...
Say...
Hola.
In English.
Diga hola en inglés.
Say...
Hola.
Hello.
Esto es necesario para que usted comprenda y hable inglés sin traducir del español. Quizás sea un poco difícil al principio. Usted puede repetir la lección varias veces si lo necesita.
Say...
Diga...
Say...
Mucho gusto en conocerlo.
Pleased to meet you.
Ask me...
Pregúnteme...
Ask me how I am. Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Ask me again how I am. Ask me again how I am.
How are you?
Ask me...
¿Dónde queda el baño?
Where's the bathroom? Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Ask me again.
Pregúnteme otra vez.
Ask me again.
Where's the bathroom?
Say in English...
Un niño grande.
A big boy.
Say,
tenemos un niño grande.
We have a big boy.
Nuestro niño es grande.
Our boy is big.
Say,
una niña pequeña.
A little girl.
Nosotros también tenemos una niña pequeña.
We have a little girl too.
Say,
nuestra niña no es grande.
Our girl isn't big.
Ask me.
Pregúnteme.
Ask me how many children I have. Ask me how many children I have.
How many children do you have?
Ask me again.
How many children do you have?
Say you have three children. Say you have three children.
I have three children. We have three children.
Are they big? Answer affirmatively. Are they big?
Yes, they're big.
Ask where they are.
Where are they?
Say,
están aquí con nosotros.
They're here with us. With us.
Ask me,
¿dónde queda el baño?
Where is the bathroom?
Say, the bathroom is over there.
The bathroom is over there. It's over there.
Ask in English.
¿De verdad?
Really? Really?
De verdad.
Really?
Say,
puedo esperar.
I can wait.
Mi familia está en los Estados Unidos.
Listen and repeat.
My family is in the United States. 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 United. United. The. The United States. In. In the United States. My family's in the United States.
Say again.
Mi familia está en los Estados Unidos.
My family is in the United States.
Now say your family is in Mexico.
My family is in Mexico.
Say your family is with you.
My family is with me. With me. My family's with me.
Now say,
nuestra familia está con nosotros.
Our family is with us. Our family's with us.
¿Cuántas personas?
Listen and repeat.
How many people? People. People.
Ask in English.
¿Cuántas personas?
How many people?
Ahora, ella quiere preguntar. ¿Cuántas personas hay?
Listen and repeat.
How many people are there? Are there? Are there? How many people? How many people are there? How many people are there?
Ask.
¿Cuántas personas hay?
How many people are there?
Say.
En su familia.
In your family.
Ask.
¿Cuántas personas hay?
How many people are there?
Ask.
¿Cuántas personas hay en su familia?
How many people are there in your family? How many people are there in your family?
Hay tres personas.
Listen and repeat.
There are three people. There are. There are. There are three people.
En mi familia.
In my family.
Repita la pregunta y la respuesta después del locutor.
How many are there? There are three. How many people are there? There are three people.
Say again.
Hay tres personas en mi familia.
There are three people in my family.
¿Cuántas personas hay en su familia?
How many people are there in your family?
Say there are six people in your family.
There are six people in my family.
En mi coche.
Listen and repeat.
In my car. Car. Car.
Say in English.
Coche.
Car.
Tell me you have a car. Tell me you have a car.
I have a car.
Now ask me if.
See.
If I have a car. Ask me if I have a car.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
In English, how do you say?
See.
If. If.
Ask me if my car is here. Ask me if my car is here.
Is your car here? Is your car here?
Ask me if my family is in the United States.
Is your family in the United States?
Say,
Los hijos están aquí con nosotros.
The children are here with us.
Ask me how many people there are in my family. Ask me how many people there are in my family.
How many people are there in your family? Are there?
Say,
Hay cinco personas en nuestra familia.
There are five people in our family.
Tell me you have a car.
We have a car.
Tell me you have a big car.
We have a big car.
Say,
suficientemente.
Enough. Enough.
Say,
suficientemente grande.
Big enough. Big enough.
Tell me,
mi coche es suficientemente grande.
My car is big enough.
Para nuestra familia.
For our family.
Trate de decir si quiere.
If you want. If. If you want.
Say.
Tres personas.
Three people.
Say,
si usted quiere,
if you want.
Say,
hay tres personas.
There are three people.
En nuestra familia.
In our family.
Answer the question affirmatively. Answer the question affirmatively.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
Yes, I have a car. Yes, we have a car. Yes, we do.
Nos gustaría algo de gasolina.
Listen and repeat.
We'd like some gas. 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 Some gas.
Say again.
Nos gustaría algo de gasolina.
We'd like some gas.
Say,
deme algo de gasolina.
Give me some gas. Please give me some gas.
En los Estados Unidos, la medida estándar para líquidos es el galón. Un galón es equivalente a 3.5 litros. Así se piden 10 galones de gasolina.
Listen and repeat.
10 gallons of gas, please. Gallons. Gallons. 10 gallons. 10 gallons of gas. 10 gallons, please.
Say,
15 gallones.
15 gallons. 15 gallons of gas, please.
Try to ask.
Trate de preguntar.
Try to ask.
¿Cuántos galones?
How many gallons? How many gallons?
Say,
nos gustarían 20 galones.
We'd like 20 gallons. 20 gallons of gas, please.
Say,
espere.
Wait.
Try to say,
eso es mucha gasolina.
That's a lot of gas. That's a lot of gas.
Say,
eso es demasiado.
That's too much.
Es suficiente.
It's enough.
Ask,
¿es suficiente?
Is it enough?
Say,
30 galones, eso es demasiado.
¿30 gallons? That's too much.
30 gallons. En los Estados Unidos, es muy común también pedir la gasolina de acuerdo a su valor en dólares. Eso también es más fácil de hacer.
Listen and repeat.
Me gustarían $10 de gasolina, por favor.
I'd like $10 worth of gas, please. Worth. Worth. $10 worth. I'd like $10 worth of gas, please.
¿Su pronunciación se parece a la del locutor?
Listen and repeat again.
$10 worth. $10 worth. I'd like $10 worth of gas, please.
Empleando
worth,
trate de decir, por favor, deme $10 de gasolina.
Please give me $10 worth of gas.
Ask.
¿Tiene usted suficiente gasolina?
Do you have enough gas?
Conteste brevemente que no.
No, I don't. No, I don't have enough gas.
Say,
voy a comprar algo de gasolina.
I'm going to buy some gas.
Try to ask,
¿cuánta gasolina?
How much gas? How much gas do you want?
Say,
voy a comprar.
I'm going to buy
$15 de gasolina.
$15 worth of gas. I'm going to buy $15 worth of gas.
La medida de distancia común es la milla. Una milla es equivalente a un poco más de un kilómetro y medio. Así se dice milla en inglés.
Listen and repeat.
Mile. Mile. Mile.
Ask.
¿Cuántas millas?
How many miles? Miles.
Answer.
Conteste.
Answer.
50 millas.
50 miles.
Say,
entonces, voy a comprar algo de gasolina.
Then I'm going to buy some gas.
Por favor, deme $16 de gasolina.
Please give me $16 worth of gas.
Say,
espere.
Wait.
Say,
eso es suficiente gasolina.
That's enough gas.
Es suficiente para 50 millas.
It's enough for 50 miles.
Usted quiere decir, me voy a Long Island.
Listen and repeat.
Long Island. Lend. Lend. Island. Island. Long. Long Island. Long Island.
Long Island
es una región de Nueva York donde hay muchas playas. Me voy a Long Island.
Listen and repeat again.
I'm going to Long Island. To Long Island. To. I'm going to Long Island.
Say again.
Me voy a Long Island.
I'm going to Long Island.
¿Cuántas millas son de aquí a Long Island?
Listen and repeat.
How many miles is it to Long Island? To Long Island. To Long Island. How many miles? How many miles is it to Long Island?
En inglés, la frase de aquí se sobreentiende.
Ask again.
¿Cuántas millas son de aquí a Long Island?
How many miles is it to Long Island?
Answer.
Conteste.
Answer.
60 millas.
60 miles. It's 60 miles. It's 60 miles to Long Island.
Ask how many miles it is. Ask how many miles it is.
How many miles is it? How many miles is it to Long Island?
Answer.
65 millas.
65 miles. It's 65 miles to Long Island.
¿De verdad?
Really?
Say,
tengo un coche grande.
I have a big car.
Y tengo mucha gasolina en el coche.
And I have a lot of gas in the car.
Say,
íbamos a Long Island.
And we are going to Long Island.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1, se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábralo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 22. Lea el número 1 en voz alta.
Pam's boat.
2.
Bob's map.
3.
I know best.
4.
Don't be a pest.
5.
We ate clams.
6.
And crabs.
Intente el número 7.
It's not clear.
Ahora, vea el número 8. Repítalo después del locutor.
Want. Want.
Note cómo la letra A suele tener un sonido distinto cuando va después de W. Ahora, intente el número 9. Es una palabra que usted conoce.
Water. Water.
10.
She wants some water.
11.
He does too.
Este es el final de la lección 22.